Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For those of you new, welcome to Avon UMC. We'll continue with our announcements.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
First of all, the choir will be having caroling December 15th. And everyone who's interested, you are welcome to join the choir. Please see Linda for that. I had some persons who were interested in sponsoring a family for Christmas. We have the information today. I thank you for that. And for Advent readers, we need a reader for the 15th. And for the SPPRC, we are scheduled to meet today, but that may not happen depending on the weather. Pastor Mia needs to get home safely, and some others need to get home safely on today. So we're going to keep an eye on the weather. If it doesn't break, I'm going to have to get out of here. Okay? All right. Amen?
I want to note about the fact that from one week to another, the church gets transformed into what we see today. It isn't magic. It's a lot of hard work and time. Jackie Tickner certainly is one person. Craig and Stormy, Lori and Mark do all of the banners. There's a lot of time and effort, but we need to be appreciative of all the work they do.
Hi. You all sent some wonderful gifts to my son in Afghanistan, and last night I was delivered this letter. It's to the Avon United Methodist Church and the United Methodist Women. Hello, ladies. I'm Senior Master Sergeant Ricky Gage, stationed at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan. I received your awesome packages you sent us. Thank you. This made our day. I received them on the morning of Thanksgiving. What a treat and surprise. For you to spend time to think about us and graciously pack such goodies are greatly appreciated. And what a score with Mrs. Moses cookies. We do share our packages with all the servicemen and women throughout Afghanistan. I have attached a picture of our squadron for you. A big thank you for looking out for my family while I'm gone. It's a huge relief to know that you have such great support from a great extended family. Hope to be able to see you all soon and thank you in person. And hope you all have happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. Very respectfully, Senior Master Sergeant Ricky Gage, Superintendent, Bagram Air Force, Afghanistan. And there's a picture of his flight crew with the plane, which you can see later. It says, thank you to Avon Methodist Church. And it's been signed by all kinds of lieutenants and captains and sergeants and nurses. So thank you, thank you.
As you know, this coming Saturday is our Avon Holiday Spectacular. Also, we are responsible through Interfaith to collect gifts and gift cards. We have been given the 10 to 12-year-olds. There are 8 girls and 12 boys, so if you can help in any capacity with that, I need that before the 16th of December. Now our time of centering.
There's a light come into our darkness. There's a light a coming our way. Coming our way. There's a light a coming to our darkness. Come, O light, and shine today. There's a light.
Stand for our call to worship. The busyness of the season is upon us, shopping and decorating and wrapping. The world tells us we need to buy more, to give more, to get more. Society tells us that those who have more will get more, that those who have little will have nothing.
They will be born in the manger and will enter our world and unsuspected God.
Come away from the ways of the world and prepare the way of the Lord.
Come, for God is ready to do a new thing. Come, for Christ is entering our world and our lives in a new way.
Journey begins with rules of the road. We are on our way to where God would have us to be. And we're not there yet, but how shall we go? We shall go together as one body, living and trusting in one another. We shall go as this community of faith, working side by side and leaning into the grace of God every step of the way. We shall go in peace.
Isaiah says that in days to come, the nations shall stream to the mountain of the Lord. And there we will beat our swords into plowshares and our spears into pruning hooks. There we will learn war no more. God will teach us peace.
We light this first candle to burn a sign of peace among all people.
Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, that God may teach us the ways of peace.
Scripture reading this morning is from Luke 1, 26 through 38, and 46 and 47. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, the town of Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled with the words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David and will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be, Mary?" asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her, and Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord."
Peace. welcome your Holy Spirit on this morning. And we ask that you would move upon the hearts of your people, that they would hear exactly what you need them to hear, that they would see what you need them to see, that they will envision that what you would have them to envision, and that they would dream the dreams that you would have them to dream. In Jesus' name. So this morning, we gather today in the spirit of koinonia, Christian fellowship, communion with God, to commemorate Advent, the beginning of the church year. A reminder that there is more to come and that we are on a journey to a new reality and new possibilities. For the next 4 weeks, we're going to take a journey to Bethlehem. Bethlehem, house of bread. Jesus is this house of bread. For he proclaimed that he is the bread of life. He is the nourishment that we need to sustain us, the supplement to finding strength for life's struggles, the nutrition that helps us to grow. As we continue to journey closer to the one who is the bread of life, we continue to be transformed. On today's journey to Bethlehem, it is my prayer that we gain more peace. Peace, freedom from disturbance, calmness, stillness, tranquility. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. That even when we're in our darkest hour, even when we're in a storm, we can rest in the fact that Jesus is the Prince of Peace and he will see us through any difficulty. And he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Psalms 1 and 22 reads, I rejoice with those who said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. Amen. Desmond Tutu, Jimmy Carter, Mother Teresa, Barack Obama, Martin Luther King Jr., Henry Kissinger, Ralph Bunche, the fourth Dalai Lama, United Nations Children Fund. What do they all have in common? Any history buffs? They all won a Nobel Peace Prize. So I ask you today, if you had to select someone from your family for a Nobel Peace Prize, who would it be? Who would it be and why? I'm going to give you my selection first. Really quick, it would be my mom. Because I grew up in a home that kind of had some friction, some conflict. Sometimes when they got together, it was a war. But I remember my mom was always that pillar of peace. She was always the one that stood in the middle and said, hey, I'm not taking sides. We're going to love each other. I'm a love to my right and I'm a love to my left. She was that pillar of peace for me, and I still remember that to this day, and that's a legacy for me, and that's something that I aspire to. I want to be an instrument of peace in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of conflict, in the midst of differences. I want to say, hey, let's be at peace with one another. Do we have any other example of a family member that you would give this prize to?
My parents. And they lived the Christian faith their entire lives and gave of themselves all.
Amen. Amen. One of the greatest things we can do for our children is introduce them to the Prince of Peace. Do I have one more?
It would be my son. And that is just him all the way. When everything is chaos, he's my rock.
Amen. And a little child to lead them. That's the kind of character that God wants each and every one of us to have. That in the midst of chaos, we can be an instrument of peace. So how do we get this kind of peace? It says in verse 2 of 122, it says, "Let us go to the house of the Lord, and our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem." Let's stay with the Prince of Peace. Let's spend time with the Prince of Peace. And what are those things that bring you peace? For me, I can listen to worship music for hours. I can just sit and just meditate. For you, it may be something else. Whatever it is, I say this year, do more of it. Let's increase our peace walk on this year. And what happens when we don't stay at peace? When we don't journey on this journey to Bethlehem? Bethlehem being the house of bread. Bethlehem being God himself. What happens when we don't take this journey, when we detour? We've seen it. We've experienced it. We've seen it in our kids. We've seen it in our neighbors. We've seen it in the world. We're malnutrition spiritually. We go and we do things that God has not called us to do. We die spiritually when we don't stay on this journey to Bethlehem, this journey to the Christ child, this journey with him. In closing, and some of us are familiar with this prayer of St. Francis, let this be our motto. Not in the new year, starting today. Some of us are already there. Let's increase it even the more. Lord, make me a channel of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love. That where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness. That where there is discord, I may bring harmony. That where there is error, I may bring truth. That where there is doubt, I may bring faith. That where there is despair, I will bring hope. That where there are shadows, I will bring the light. That where there is sadness, I will bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek rather to comfort than to be comforted, to understand than to be understood, to love than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds, it is by forgiving that one is forgiven, and it is by dying that one awakes to eternal life. Let us take the peace that is in us to the world. Shalom.
Yeah.
people of God, we wait with hope.
We wait with courage. We wait with joy, unspeakable, full of glory.
We wait with the assurance that the Liberator will come in power.
In justice and in peace.
Go now, trusting and believing that it is so.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
This has been Journey to Bethlehem, Growing in Peace, with Pastor Mia Richardson, originally broadcast a year ago on December 1st. Our journey through the Advent season is a journey to Bethlehem and to Jesus, the Bread of Life and Prince of Peace. On this journey, may we grow in a peace which passes all understanding and become instruments of His peace with one another in this troubled world.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.